Jesus was making a long trip, and he was walking the whole way. He was walking from one city to another city, and he had to walk through the wilderness, a sort of border between the land that belonged to one group of people and then the land that belonged to another group of people. He was walking in this wilderness area, and he came to a village. As he entered the village, a group of 10 people started trying to get his attention. Now, all 10 of these people had a terrible skin disease, and they weren't allowed to come close to anybody who didn't have that skin disease, because everybody was afraid that it was contagious, and that if they came near to the healthy people, then the healthy people would get the terrible skin disease. So they made the people with the disease stay way far away from everybody else. And so because of this, they couldn't walk up to Jesus and tap him on the arm, or they couldn't talk to him in a normal tone of voice. To get his attention, they had to shout. And they were shouting, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They were very sad, this group of people. They were sad because they didn't like having this terrible disease. And they were sad because the only people they were allowed to be friends with were other people with the disease. And if their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers didn't have the skin disease, then they never got to see him. They weren't allowed to go to school. They weren't allowed to go to work. They weren't allowed to go to the marketplace. They had to beg for help and for money and for food. And so they kept calling out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Well, Jesus didn't want these people to have such a sad life. He wanted to help them. So he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." Now, the reason he said this was because back in those days, it wasn't the doctor who got to decide if you had this terrible skin disease and couldn't be around other people. It was the priest who decided. So Jesus sent them all to the priest. He said, "Go show your skin to the priest." And they followed the directions. They set out on their way to go find the priest. And as they walked, they began to notice that the skin disease was going away. Their skin was becoming smooth and clean and soft and healthy and new. And this made them very, very excited. Their skin was getting better. So one man, in fact, was so excited that instead of keeping on toward the priest, he turned around and started running back to Jesus. He had not lost his habit of shouting, and so as he ran, he was shouting, "God is great! God is great! Thank you, God! God is so great! Thank you, thank you!" And when he got back to Jesus, it was kind of like a baseball player sliding into home plate. Dust flew everywhere, and this man ended up face down at Jesus' feet, and he said, "Thank you, Jesus, so much for what you've done for me. Look, my skin is all clean and new. I'm all well." And Jesus looked around. He said, "Weren't there 10 in this group? Weren't there 10 who had their skin made clean? 10 who were healed? How is it that only this one, who's actually from across the border, he doesn't technically even belong in this land, just this one came back to say thank you?" Nobody had an answer for Jesus that day. Jesus helped the man get up, and he said, "Go on your way. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you well." We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Can you hold my hand, Tyler, or hold Jake's hand? Good. Dear God, thank you so much for making us well and strong. Thank you for all the love you pour into our lives, through our families and through our teachers, through our friends and through our church. Thank you for everything you do for us and for the assurance that you will always love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.